This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I told a story that I think blessed a lot of people. It's a simple story about a three-year-old boy that really blessed my heart. It's told by Bill Wimmer from Benton, Arkansas. Listen to see if you can relate to it as a parent, maybe part of the story. On a warm summer night, my wife and I were traveling in our car with Micah, our three-year-old son, who sat in the back seat. After many miles of driving in the darkness, we came to a stoplight at an intersection in a remote area, just a stoplight out in the middle of nowhere. And the only light, he said, that was there was the light of the stoplight and one street lamp that was above their car. So get the picture. They're driving through dark mile after mile, and they come to this intersection outside of town. The brightness of the traffic light and the street lamp revealed all of the dirt, the dead bugs, and the insects on our windshield. My three-year-old Micah said, "Dad, look how dirty. Look how dirty the window is." My wife and I didn't think much about his comment until a moment later when we drove on, away from the light, back into the darkness. Upon re-entering the darkness, we could no longer see the mess on the windshield, and Micah quickly piped up and said, "Dad, the glass is clean now. The glass is clean now." I think you know where he went with the story and where I'm going with it. Some of you don't see the mess in your own life until you come to Christ. And I really mean that. And Jesus Christ and the light of Christ in your life and in my life will point out stuff, and you say, I thought I forgot about that. Something that happened 10, 20, 30 years ago. And the Lord will bring something to mind and say, "No, you never dealt with that." And time doesn't erase a sin. There's no time, you know, extension there where the Lord says, it's been 30 years, who cares? No, the Lord cares. And he will bring something to your mind that you never saw because the light showed what was on your windshield called your life. And the Lord has a way of doing that with you, and he has a way of doing it with me. He's done it with you, and he's done it with me. He's done it with me. What does that say to you? I want to go back to my original story, the story of the health inspectors, New York City. I didn't tell you this part. They not only extorted money out of people, but if the tax collectors would tell you, "If you didn't have money, we've got a plan for you. I can lend you the money at 25% interest, 30% interest." So they were taking money, coming and going, and just like the guys working for the city of New York, stealing money, 500, 1,000 at a time or more. Just, "I'll look the other way. Just give me an envelope full of money." God can use your life however he chooses to use it. Just remember that. But you know where it starts, and I'm going to leave you with this. God's use of your life starts with the R word, repentance. Always has, always will. God working in my life starts with repentance. It's all about the forgiveness of sin. It's about repentance, turning and coming to the Lord. It's not about people coming to him and say, "Lord, just make me happy. Just give me what I want. Give me the job I want. Give me the position I want. Give me the things I want." The Lord says, "No, I've come to call people to repentance, you and me." You may say, "Well, I don't have a whole lot to repent." No, you may not. And I believe that's possible. But if you're a human being, you need forgiveness, and so do I. We all do. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin, Romans says, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Well, this message will conclude tomorrow on Cross Hope. A reminder, our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.